Preparing yourself. Quote from Ian Hample, Pinery Survivor. If people don't feel physically and emotionally ready to defend their home, then the best place is not to be there. End quote. Preparing yourself emotionally. How you plan to behave in a bushfire is even more important than how well you prepare your house for a bushfire. Think of yourself and your home as being at the centre of an onion. Each layer around you needs to be bushfire ready. Have a detailed plan about when to leave, but have an equally detailed plan about how you will cope if you can't leave. How will you actively defend and shelter in your house? How will you get out if your home is burning down? And where will you escape to? Have a detailed plan about how you will get to where you will be safe. Know where your closest bushfire safer place and bushfire last resort refuge is located. Bushfire severity is an open-ended scale. While we can't say how bad it can get, we can decide the point at which it's no longer safe to stay. You should consider what your threshold is for your location and circumstances. Always make sure your plan is flexible, because your original plan may not be possible. If the wooden deck outside your front door is burning, can you go out the back door? There is no guarantee that firefighters will be able to get to you or your property, so you have to work on the assumption that they can't. If you're in a bushfire risk area, resilience is a constant process. Never sit back and think you're totally safe. Always look for the things you can do to reduce your risk. Homes and things can be replaced. People can't. After a fire, survival is also about how well you recover in the days and weeks after the fire. Returning home. Check television, radio, internet, and other information sources to find out when it is safe to return home. Be careful travelling home. Watch out for hazards on the road, such as trees that have fallen or service vehicles and personnel who may still be working in the area. A fire can be selective, leaving one home untouched and destroying the next. If your home has been badly fire damaged and you need a place to stay, seek help from the local recovery centre. Bring another adult with you when you first return. Prepare mentally, have support, and offer support to others during this time. Look out for potential hazards when you enter your home and wear protective clothing.